From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with director Charles Killen. He's here to tell us more about Peoria Player's production of August, Osage County. Welcome to the show, Charles.
Thanks for having me.
So we're so excited about this production. This is a play that focuses on family relationships and how they unravel, maybe perhaps at some time. Can you take us through the landscape of the play? How does it start out?
Exactly. It does start out with the patriarch of the family, and he's basically hiring someone to help take care of the household. And that's something new to them, so it kind of sets it up for some changes that are happening. And as we move along through the first act of the show, we figure out that the patriarch is missing, and that's a family tragedy that everyone then has to come back for. And along with their luggage, they bring lots of baggage. And we get to see that all unfold, family secrets, family drama all over the place. So it's a kind of being able to watch different angles of different problems all unfold together and be resolved in some ways, and in many other ways, never resolved.
Mm-hmm. And is that part of what attracted you and perhaps even attracted a lot of your cast to this play? All of those levels of family dynamics.
That's absolutely what attracted me to it, is that it does speak to family. And it's been said that you watch this show, and of course these are dramatic characters and really fleshed out, but you can see problems that you might have in your own life or that your neighbors might have in their lives that you're able to relate to in one way. Divorce, drug addiction, sickness, family dynamic problems. Who's the favorite child? Who's not the favorite child? All of those kinds of things are fleshed out in this show. Hopefully, not every family has them all happen at the same time, like the Westons, but we all recognize these things and we can look in the windows of this family and watch how they deal with each of these problems.
Now, you talk about the windows of this family. Talk about the setting and the actual set of the production. Are we experiencing this in the household itself?
Yes. All the family members come back to the Oklahoma house where they were raised. Currently, the opening of the play, just the father and the mother live there, and the three daughters have all diverged into their own separate lives, and this brings them back together to the home that they grew up in. So the setting is their house, the dining room, Beverly's study, and living room of the home. It's a three-story set, so there's an upstairs bedroom and an attic room, and then we have a front porch setting, too, so to get a little bit of an outside feel to some of the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that's interesting about this play is that it has several really, really meaty roles for women. And often in a show that has a cast this large, that's something you don't see. You might see two or maybe three really, you know, really good roles for female actors. But this one's quite not unique, but quite noteworthy in that regard.
Absolutely. And I was lucky enough to have a lot of good talent come out for those roles. We have a great cast with regard to, well, the whole cast, but we're talking about the women right now. And Helen Engelbrecht is playing Violet. She's the matriarch. And her sister, Maddie Faye, is being played by Sherry Beaver. They do a great job playing off of one another. So honored to have them both in the cast. Helen brings a lot of drama and dramatic sense to her character, while we have Sherry to be somewhat of the comic relief there for that. We have Wendy Fleming, who's from Bloomington, who comes in to play the oldest sister. And Kayla Pulliam and Liz Jokas are playing the other sisters. But we all work together. What's fun to watch about this cast, and including the men, is that we have become a family. And you often say that about when you're in a play. But when you are all playing part of a family, it's even a little bit more of a dynamic, I think, that you feel that.
Well, and as director of this production, how do you help instill in the cast members a sense of that family familiarity to the extent where they feel like they can really lean into each other and lash out at each other in some of these scenes with authenticity?
Absolutely. One thing that I did differently than I have done in the past when directing a show is I held auditions a little bit early so that we could spend the first 2 weeks basically just with characterization, not really with the lines in particular, but reading the show and knowing our characters. And we went through givens and ungivens. You know, a given is something that's in the script, mm-hmm. and this has to happen. And an ungiven is, what might this person be doing when they're off stage? Or what has happened to this person in the 4 or 5 years leading up to mm-hmm. the action of this play? And so giving a little bit more three dimension to each character before we even started learning the lines mm-hmm. and getting up on stage and blocking it has helped with that. And basically giving them the permission to be themselves once they know those characters, and then take their actions, their interpretations, and molding them into my vision for mm-hmm. the play.
The show opens tonight, but that also means that I would imagine for the last week, maybe two, you've been engaged in what's always my favorite part of the rehearsal process, which is that stage where you're off book, you know the lines, you may not have a full set, you may not have costumes, but you're running the show. And for me, that's always when it starts to feel like a real play. So can you talk just a little bit about the experience that you and your actors have been having over the past week, maybe week and a half? What does that feel like as you get closer to opening night?
It's very exciting. And to watch the characters develop further in a week than they have in 4 or 5 weeks is very, very interesting. But also, it's just so exciting to see. And the process is working so that individuals, when they're on stage and off stage, are staying in character, and the concentration, you can tell the concentration on stage, each character trying to stay with their character, not so-and-so playing this character, but I actually am Karen Weston right now, or I am Barbara Weston right now. So just watching their intensity with these last 2 weeks, their devotion to being there timely, and basically their interest in doing it. Everyone is just so excited to see the curtain rise on this production.
Now, the play itself is quite long, although it doesn't necessarily feel long when you're experiencing it. Can you talk about the pacing of it and how you're directing the actors accordingly to achieve that end?
Absolutely. And that has been a challenge because the play is written in 3 acts. And so it's designed really to have 2 intermissions, which we don't do here in Peoria. So we're playing the first 2 acts as our first act and the 3rd act as our 2nd act. So if you're used to the way things usually run and you come to see the show, the 1st act will be a little bit longer time-wise. But I'm here to tell you that sitting there through that, you're not going to realize that until you look at your watch at the intermission, because the actors have worked really hard, and I've worked really hard with them to keep the pace together, to keep the pace up, so that there's always something happening, and it's happening at a real time for people. And speaking of real time, that has been a real help to us in this show, because a lot of plays that you go to might take place over a period of 6 months or 6 years or 12 years. And the first act of the scene, as we're presenting it, all takes place within basically a day. Mm. So it can be pretty much real time for these characters, and how they're presenting themselves is minute by minute. So just watching them work with their comedic timing, trying to fit the comedic timing in while at the same time keeping the pace. It's going to be interesting with an audience to add that dynamic as well. But wow, we have some great energy going on in that cast right now. Very excited.
And talk a little bit about the playwright Tracy Letts. This is a name that, if you follow contemporary theater, I mean, he's a playwright who's gotten a lot of attention in the last 10 years or so. But prior to that, I don't think was especially well known.
No, you're absolutely right. It's been in the last 10 years. He's an actor as well, so you might have seen him in some. I can't think of one right now, but I know that he's doing some TV stuff right now, so he is an actor himself. This when it was on Broadway, this show ran in 2008, I believe, won 5 Tonys. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, it was at our Chicago's Steppenwolf and won several awards there. And I know that Tracy's father played the Beverly Weston part, which is played by Doug Day in our performance. So he has, I think this is his first real critical success with regard to the production value of it and being produced, you know, both on Broadway and then as a movie as well. But wow, his style of writing is very intense. He kind of, I like to look at it as that, when you go to see a play, usually a play is kind of written for the audience's enjoyment, as it should be. But the way that Tracy writes his stuff, he's writing it for the actor's enjoyment, too. And that's very, very exciting to be a part of a play like that.
So when you look at the audience that's going to come see your show, what is the effect that you hope the actor's experience has on them?
Well, I'm hoping that they can come and look at what we've presented from the Weston family, Mr. Letts's words and his story. And they can look and they can laugh with us. They can cry with us. They can learn about the Westons. But at the same time, hopefully they can walk out having learned something about themselves, what to do, what not to do in a situation that they might be witnessing on stage tonight. I would point out that there is, because it's a very real drama, there's adult language and adult themes in the show. So keep that in mind as you're buying tickets for little ones.
We've been talking about Peoria Players production of August, Osage County, with director Charles Killen. The show opens tonight, and it continues through Sunday, March 19th. Charles, thank you for being with us, and break a leg tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow evening, the Peoria Symphony Orchestra presents Nights in the Gardens of Spain, a concert featuring the music of Defala, Ravel, and Torino, with featured pianist Jorge Federico Osorio. The performance takes place at the Peoria Civic Center at 8 p.m. For tickets and more information, visit PeoriaSymphony.org. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.